Oh, good evening. This is Roy Master speaking. I'm happy to be on Facebook, and it seems to be going anywhere. We've got more than 2 million people. I don't know if they're all listening at one time, but that would be nice. I just want to introduce myself in case, you know, you haven't heard of me. A lot of people have. I've been on the air for 55 years, and I created a long time ago, I'll give you a story about that later on, how I came to understand how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, for which reason, with the amount of money I have, and it's all gone right now, we only, I don't like to use the word only, because it was 24 veterans dying every day, and now it's 20. And the only reason for that is because I give the soldiers what they need, and the psychiatrists are disturbed with me, I should say. So while you're listening to this program, what I've done for the military, if you look at Roy Masters connected to the military, you'll see all kinds of interesting things from generals, et cetera, et cetera. But Obama, while he's there, I cannot go any further. See, I think they have to die. And I don't. You know, when I think of those soldiers, veterans who died for us, what they die for? What value is to die for your country or for any noble reason? We die for bad reasons, but what about our lives, our families? Why does a man go out and die for his country? That's the question. And so here I am with this magic, which I can share with you. I hope that you will also find some value in what I call the 7-minute meditation. I'll talk to you about that later on. But it's on my website. And my radio reaches my website, fhu.com. And if something happens, because we're coming to a very dangerous area, a civil war, I'll talk about that in just a minute. If we don't have a civil war, do you understand why Obama, I'm jumping around in little things, you'll forgive me, but he is trying to put a certain person through because he knows if he loses, he's going to go to jail. And I've said it. Here I am again. So let me come back. I'm saying all kinds of things at once, but it'll be inclusive when we discuss your problems and we discuss why we are in the mess we're in and what we can do to make it good. It's possible we could lose this country. And to win a country like this and to get it back would take 1,000 years. You can't afford to lose this. But you, first of all, the reason why you lose it, because you lose your mind. Now, I'm saying to you, what? I can hear you thinking to yourself, what kind of man is talking to millions of people? I've got more than 2 million people already. I've only been on about 3 weeks, that's all. And I need to get 20 million. I got 2 million plus. And I don't know how many people are listening, but I have something to share with you. I can show you how to listen carefully. I could destroy, to kill, the dark side of a wicked person. Now, wouldn't that be interesting to understand that? Now, that's very therapeutic. Did I say that? Therapeutic, yes. It is therapeutic, but what it does, and maybe I better just say it quickly, is that you hear the story of veterans coming back, bringing the enemy with them. Yes. I know how to kill that enemy within them, and they get better. Yeah, everybody who has post-traumatic stress disorder or variations all the way up to that. If you listen to this program or go to my website and get something free for everybody on earth, if you can speak English, I will show you how to overcome a problem. I mean all your problems, not just one. Just pick one. Cancer, got it, you'll be fine. But you have to have a certain attitude or altitude. You have to have that. Now, that is about the best thing I can do in introducing myself. I'm a wild card. I don't know what I'm saying next. Yes, and I'll close my eyes because I've been doing that for a long time because I don't read. I have something on the screens. But mostly, I do not read anything. You can tell when I'm reading because it doesn't sound sincere. You can have people who read sincerely but have no sincerity. Have no sincerity in them. Or if I didn't say the word, forgive me. I know not what I do. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Here I am again. My producer, I asked him to play the Star Spangled Banner. And what did he give me? A feeble version of it. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's got to be strong. I can play the piano. I can't play the piano, but it's the one song I can play very good. I play it every day, nearly. I play it. And so we need a stronger. Mr. Producer, give me a nice, strong one. Loud, strong. Okay, thank you. Forgive me. I apologize if I was a bit too cheeky here. My name's Roy Masters. I've been on the air for 55 years. Let me give you a little story. First of all, tell you why you should listen, because I can help save your country. That's why I could listen. I projected it. In 1960, I started to see, when I came to be on radio. See, let me go back further. Do you mind if I just do that to give you a little thing of what I'm, a little history, and a little more history when I was younger. I heard on our radio, we didn't have any TV, but when I was young, and nearly old enough for the military when it first started, when the war started. It was all about the Jewish people being murdered and turned into God knows what horror. It's the whole country. How could one man do this? Because I'm going to compare that one man called Adolf Hitler, what he understood, and what every tyrant that ever was all understood, except the people who were subject. The people never got subject. Those who in religion, the ministers and all the different kinds of people that teach religion and everything, they have it too. They can keep you demoralized, thinking you're moralized. We are going to talk about these things, but let me go back to my thinking as a young man. How did he do this? How could you take a democratic society and make them into murderers? Say, a big percentage of them murderers, and the others that supply the murderers by, you know, work and making guns and explosives and whatever they do. That was what they did. But how did he get them to become murderers? And thinking that English people who were decent were evil. Did you listen? Did you watch while I'm saying this? Are you Well, of course I know you are. You're not listening to me for no reason. The reason why you're listening is the magic of Matt Drudge talking to me in 1998, I think it was. It's on the screen. I forgot what it was. I gave him somehow that video came on the screen because it was 15 years ago that I had a discussion on the radio with Fox. And I forgot all about it. I even forgot what I said. All of a sudden, it was right in front of me. And saying what I need to say in this program, which lasts for 2 hours, please God, but saying in just 1 minute and a few seconds, everything you need to know to understand the adversary, the enemy, to understand the left, because the left is not so right. It's the left that does all the cheating and the lying and the debilitating of our children. And there's a whole laundry list of things that they do. I just heard on the radio, that they're helping people to become citizens and not paying any attention to if they're criminals or not. Just as many people as you can, make them citizens. How do you put up with this? The reason why I'm shouting, excuse me. The reason why I'm shouting, because I don't know if I can get it into you in any other way. I can't say this softly. I can't be calm. I am calm. I have a different kind of calm. Jesus had a calm. He threw everybody out, you know, in the temple. All the people doing business in the temple, he threw them out. And nobody touched him. There's a reason for this. And he did shout. And he was angry. But there's a good anger and there's a bad anger. I've got the good kind. And this good kind of anger can save your life. So, is anybody listening to my program right now here? Did you feel a little twinge inside you that gave you a little pleasure? Not pleasure, but it was like smelling a beautiful flower, a rose. Did you not feel that sense of recognition of where I'm coming from and where I want you to go? And will you take another look at not now, because I want to be talking to you, but in this video, oh, let me stop. Let me forget the video because I get away from what I'm saying. Because everything I'm saying is in the video. It's concealed in there, but that's the root of it. So let me get back to the question. How did Hitler do this? Let me just stop for a minute. 1% of every person that's ever lived in the 10,000 years, only 1% had any freedom. Only 1%, that's all. How could that be? You look at the back, look at the all the way back. Nations rise and they fall. And then they rise and then they fall. And all buried under the ground. And America's going to be buried under the ground if you're not careful. You have a dangerous enemy. And I know how that enemy works. There's two kinds of enemies. One is an appeaser. That's Obama. A sociopath. A sociopath is similar to a psychopath. A psychopath would eat your liver. And a lot of people have a certain psychopathy in them. Cruelty is psychopathy. But not a psychopath who is the beginner of his little psychopathies. He, like Hitler, he knows how to create a killer. He knows how to do this, and then create help to reward him for his, like gang leaders do. The gang leader will say, if you want to listen to our gang, you want to believe in our gang, and you want to listen, and you want to be one of us, go kill somebody. That's it. And then he's in, and he's rewarded. And it's happening. It's 500,000 gangsters in Los Angeles. Only 7,000 policemen. They're going to be running home. I'm off the path. I've got to get back again. Because these are little pieces that comes across, and I'll be talking about all these little pieces. But I want to start with one, with the piece that I began, which is an inquiry. Why? Does anybody know why? I listen to the news, and everybody's got something to say, but nobody knows why it is. Why do we go up and down? Why do we have to die? We don't. There's a way we can actually win wars without firing a shot. I have learned, now I'm going to tell you how, a little bit more. I recognize that it must be some kind of hypnotic state. That's it. And one day, I was walking down the alley, and there was a theater there, and it says hypnotist. And so I just a minute, let's take a look. He made people do all kinds of strange things. I said, but the audience didn't believe it. I did. And then so I began to look into that. And I remember doing my first hypnosis. Her name is Mina. And it was a friend of my mother from the First World War. And she had a headache. And she says, can you take the headache away? I said, I think so. And that was my first person. But that person died from leukemia many years ago. Now, this is how my mind thinks. When I heard that she had leukemia, I remembered the behavior she had. She was an appeaser. And she loved to be loved. She was the sweetest, loveliest, beautiful this lady. She really could give the shirt off her back, which she did. She gave all her life force to other people to be loved. That's not love, that's slavery. She died because her immune system failed. And if you keep giving and giving and giving, and damned if you succeed in making somebody happy because you make them dependent upon you, and that you like for a little while. And so, but after a while you begin to feel guilty because you're not supposed to play God and cause yourself to be codependent. There it is right there. And so people were taking advantage of her because she learned never to say no and always to... She said, a little voice in her mind said, when I grow up, I'm going to be the bestest mother, bestest this and bestest that. And she ruins her own children. She emboldens the enemy. So there's a sociopath emboldens your wickedness. The sociopath is a gang leader. But even a gang leader can be, he's not a pure psychopath. There's people worse than a gang leader, much worse. And Hitler was one of them. Oh, is this music coming in? Do I hear music? I can hear the music. Make it go loud so I can hear it. I got it. Thank you. I like that. That's more like it. There it is. I love that.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, all stations. This is Roy Masters. And I think I can accomplish on Facebook more than I have ever done. I've helped millions of lives, helped save millions of lives, and I want to save this country. And then you say to, what kind of man are you? You crazy? You're going to save this country? I can help save it. And you can help save it better than you're doing right now. Because when you look, when I see people just looking at Obama saying he's playing with his behind or whatever it is, I can't remember the way they said it. But leading from behind, I get it right. Sorry. So He's not that. They're afraid to say he's a communist. He's doing this purposely. But he's a sociopath. Therefore, you love him. A person like that doesn't arrive on the scene, automatically. He has been created, he's been programmed a long, long time ago, promoted into the state with money from the outside world, Russia probably. So he's a communist inside, and he also has feelings for, you know, the other, Billy ISIS and other people. He really does. And he's a liar and he's a cheat. He always has been, but he's president. And listen, this has got to do with the Matt Drudge video you're seeing. So he loves people who are perverted. He loves them for that. As a matter of fact, people like him create and bless his little creatures. That's all the creeps that they become. Now, I'm not going to say that you are a creep or you're a degenerate, because I have love for you, that you're born in a ghetto and you have the worst schools, the worst everything there, gangs to protect you so you never get out. So you never get a good education, you never have a chance. So that kind of man breeds, glorifies, enables. He's the enabler, but it looks like love. See? And so we don't know how to get past that person who looks like love. Lots of people look like love. They look like that. But they're obligating you. Yes, obligating you. So that, you see, we got a dictator. He's a dictator, but you close your eyes to it. And why do you close your eyes to it? Because you're in a Pisa. Hello? Listen, my dear friends. Do you have a problem of saying no? Yes, you do. Then you're one of them. You look for love in all the wrong places, correct? You look for love, if you're a woman, you look for love in the wrong places. Up comes the devil. But you think he looks like your friend, but he's your fiend. Friend, not fend, friend. Okay, now let me come back. I'm saying, if you are an appeaser and you can't say no, you have no life. You have nothing to look for. But there's a devil in this picture that was put into you. I use the word devil. They call it what you want. It's the kind of devil that the soldiers bring back from the front. See, they see horrible things, blood squirting, heads being knocked off, women's stomachs cut open, out comes the baby, blood everywhere. And I'm just saying, oh, it's horrible to say that. But when you see it, you have a reaction, it's done. The enemy doesn't have post-traumatic stress disorder, it gives it. Because we're dealing with uncivilized people or people who have been mesmerized, rewarded for dishonesty. Obama awards dishonesty. And you haven't got the courage to stand up to that, and you let him walk over the Constitution. And this is the reason why all the bad guys are beginning to wake up. All the ones that have been loving. Well, the kind of people, I have to just slow down just a little bit. The kind of people that elect a president like that, forgive me, I may turn you off, sorry, but you haven't got any common sense. Because you are vulnerable. You're looking for a good person to be president. And there he is, charming. The devil rises. The devil could be a gentleman. And the devil can be a gentleman, right? So this now you've got him, and slowly but surely, your children become demoralized. music gets worse than it was before, because this has been going on. Prepared, he's been prepared a long time ago. I mean, how old was he when he was president? 35. He was programmed. He was programmed by another country. Guess who? Do I have to tell you? See? And so, but the point is, all you people who have been demoralized over a period of time and lost your values, lost their sense of worth. When you come into this, when I came to the country, it was a beautiful place. It wasn't good in the South, but it got better. But where the northern part, most of the northern part, you call it the northern part, it was a beautiful place. I did a lot of business, and the people were just wonderful. And now the people are not. And you're not so wonderful because you're all on drugs. All on drugs. You're all addicted to something. And you're addicted to food. That's a drug. Anything can be turned into a drug. And we're going to talk about these things. And when you become addicted to it, you get further and further away from your God. And further away from the Constitution. Because you're becoming one of those. You could be becoming one of those. Either a person who needs medicine, drinks, and takes drugs. You want to kill the pain of something you don't understand. See, but somehow, like those soldiers who didn't know how they got post-traumatic stress disorder, it wasn't that as far as they were concerned. They didn't know how it happened. Something got into them. Now you've got two kinds of people, two kinds of villains. One is a sociopath that loves you as you are. And there are other presidents who also are liberals. And they paved the way for this kind of person to exist. Because you can't see him doing anything wrong, but he only has to not do anything right. And you believe that he's good. And when you believe he's good, you embolden him, his goodness. And now he starts to mess with everything, your constitution. But you don't know what to do because you can't say no. You're the kind of person that elected him. I almost said erected him. See, but you can't say no to him now. You elected him. You put him on a pedestal. Now, do me a favor. Do not put me on a pedestal. My wife has had to put me on a pedestal for 64 years. She got sick from it. I say, don't do this. Don't do it. Don't do it. You do it. I said, she's not doing it. She doesn't know she was doing it. Now I'll tell you a little story. When I first met her, I remember I was an amateur in those days, and I learned a lot in the military how to mesmerize people. I'll tell you about all these things. We've got lots of time. And you need to call me at 800-866-8883, and I'm running all around the mulberry bush because there's so much I have learned. I'm 88 years old. And so much I have learned. And that so much comes down to as near as I can bring it, to that Drudge report, that video you're looking at. There's something in there that draws you to it. There's something in my words there that I didn't know I said. I said, did I say that? No, I was, I must have been about 70, I'm 88, so I was about 72 there. But you see, I'm going round and round and round and round from my beginning with my interest in hypnosis. And then I eventually, here comes the music. There we go. There's my thing. I'm coming back in a minute. Well, I found out we're not on Facebook. For some reason, we had a breakdown. But I do need to talk to you about this. Lots of people that listen to me just pass me by it. And this is still a radio station. And if you don't know what that radio station is, or, you know, for whatever reason, we get knocked off the air, who knows what's going to happen in these few days where we have an election. You can go to my website and look to the right, and you'll see, listen to Roy Live or listen to Roy Archive. And please support the program. It's very important. I was being rambunctious just now because I thought to myself, I'm on Facebook, but it never got there. But it did get to the stations. Please God, it did. And if it didn't, well, somebody's going to have hell to pay. But you see, hell to pay means I'm not able to help anybody. I'm sitting in a room all by myself, basically. There's a lady here. She was meant to take calls, you know, little messages, if I was on Facebook, but it went away. So I'm just left with stations and all that fuss and all the excitement that it gingered up. It wasn't worth it. I just wanted, you know me. I didn't have to do that for you because you've been listening to me for a long time. But there are new people listening every day, and possibly from the Facebook, they've come down to listen to me on their own radio stations, which may not all be there for you, for your service. And so it's best to go to my website, fhu.com, fhu.com. Now, I want to sell you something for nothing. I want you to go to my website, not necessarily to buy something, but to get something. I hate the word free, but I don't know how to say it. It does cost me to do these radio programs. It costs money. You have to have people working in the machinery, working in the studios, and et cetera, et cetera. You need to have to. It's a business. So I can only stay on the air if you support my program. That's all I want to say. And here's the. If you can go to my website, look. I want to show you how simple it is to overcome your problems. How many people have watched the Drudge Report on Facebook? You need to see it if you haven't, because I say it the way it is. So let me start with that, because most of you know my background. I've done it many times. I redirect it. I bring it up from the earth somewhere in my head. Excuse me for way of saying that. But here it comes. We're going to be talking after the break. Don't go away.
To Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, everybody. I'm Roy Masters, and I've been yelling and rambling all over the place, thinking I was on Facebook, and it wasn't there. We have all these problems to get started. I have a good mind to take my iPhone and look in it and do it, but we're now committed to doing a radio show. And I claim that I'm saying what I should have said if I was on Facebook. See, that I know if I could get enough people, we got more than 2 million already. We've passed 2 million in the last 10 days. And you need to go there and get people, share it. If you like it, share it. Because what I'm saying with Matt Drudge, what he is, how he's interviewing me, like someone never has before, and he pulled this out of me. And this is what he said, and I'm going to go into it, so you may not have seen it. So let me say what it is. Roughly, he was talking to me a little bit about politics. And I said, well, there was something about Hitler that caused people to see him as good. And there's something about good that makes the person who sees Hitler as the Führer, for sure, somebody he can support, somebody he can worship and love. It's a good thing. And then, because of an emotion, and we do have emotional, I can't find the word, isn't it? It's ridiculous. But we have emotional politics. Emotions is politics. There's something behind the scenes all the way. Politics, politics, politics. You got to win in politics. So you have to find the people in politics who know how to overcome somebody. See, how to fool somebody successfully to make black seem white and green seem pink, so to speak. It's I'm trying to find words. I've got my eyes closed, since it's not, this is not Facebook, I can keep my eyes closed. Because I'm actually listening to my own thinking. I'm not really thinking, I'm just talking. And I'm just pulling things out. And so that politics is another form of warfare. Emotional politics. Emotional politics is another form of warfare. If you had real people that reason, who love reason, and that you do love reason, but you don't get reason if you are infected in the schools, universities, they creep in. The Russians have been messing with us for a long time, Marxism. Slowly but surely, they infected the universities and multiplied themselves there, and then multiplied themselves into teachers and then becoming authorities of what good and evil is. You know, art, like Piss Christ, you remember that story? A jar of urine, the cross upside down, was called a work of art. And there's a lot of people. So it can't be. They go there, and once they go there, they're finished. See? And they see ugliness as beauty, and beauty as ugliness. See? Now you want to know, why is this? It is a hypnotic state. In other words, there's two ways that you can accomplish. I don't need to say this because it's very dangerous to mess with hypnosis. Very dangerous to mess with it. Do not mess with it. I don't know how I survived. I survived long enough to see that life itself is hypnotic. Life itself is hypnotic. In other words, all you have to do is send your kid to school and not warn them. Now, son, daughter, you listen to what the teacher says, and if it doesn't make sense, just discard it. And when the teacher talks to you, you can say that. Teacher comes to you and says, Roy, what did I say? Well, it was a rabbi. In this case, he came to me, I think I've told you the story before, and he gave me the Ten Commandments, and I said, you know, thou shalt not make graven images, etc., etc. And then he comes to, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder. And so I'm 7 years old, And he's there sitting there teaching us. And this is real. And this is what should, this is what didn't happen to me has happened to you. As a result of me speaking up, I said, Rabbi, why do you tell me this? And he says, if I told you, if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know. I said, well, how do you know it's right? Did somebody else tell you? He blew up. See, I can see it for myself. Well, I've always known that. And it was right in my face. Now, that should have caused a reaction to me. It didn't. I've been that way ever since. I want you to understand that moment could have been what could have corrupted me and made me a very religious person or very hateful religious person, but a hateful, but hatefulness that is will kill you. Resentment, judgment, and giving in. Ladies and gentlemen, what percentage of this country is appeasing and calling it love? No, you're a slave of approval from on high, from one of those teachers, from one of the rabbis. I don't care who it is. You can never really be who you are if you believe the spoken word without questioning it. And the ability to question it is intuitive. And the evidence that you have won, you have the beginning of a whole new life. If you could understand me right now and look at your inability to say no or go along to get along, codependent, it means you're a slave, but it looks like you're a lover. And you're really emboldening your husband, you're emboldening your wife, and you, when your kids cry for something and you give in, you're emboldening them, and then emboldening them and because you're teaching them that it works, and you become sly little liberals. That's it. Sly little liberals because they know how to get what they want without working. See? And so the other one is a bit different. The other option when you have such an experience as I could have had is to become angry and take my frustration out on somebody weaker than myself. And that's how it works. You have a president who, the reason why you elected him because you were stupefied. Hands up, those who elected, who thought Obama was a wonderful person. That's a sociopath. Now look what your sociopath has done. And you can't say no. Once you put someone in a pedestal, you've made him a god. The very first time you say no, I mean you say, you give in, and you go along to get along, because he seems like such a nice person. Or he's mean. And you get upset. And because you're human, excuse me, my microphone keeps falling down. And because you're human, when somebody's cruel and mean, you start to get resentful. When you get resentful, you fall from grace. You do. You lose your childish graciousness. You lose your, you get lost in verbal language. Authoritarian noises made with their mouth called words. And you would feel guilty because you exchanged the holy word for the unholy one. See? Basically, to put it in the simplest terms. And so from that day on, the transference exists for your whole life. You will go, how many of you sitting there, cancer, drug addicted, anxiety, full of anxiety, because you think you have love, and you don't, but you need approval. There's an emptiness inside you, so you need approval. And so when you need approval, and then up comes the devil. It's the same thing if you drink in a bar. Up pops the devil. He'll give you what you want. Now you have to pay with your life in this case. You see? And so in that, so if you have a reaction to a person's mean, it produces the same a tendency for two things. The sociopath, the person who is sweet and nice, you can't say no to him or her, you can't. And it emboldens them to abuse you in many different ways. And you can't stop it. And if you run away from that person, you fight. Another person would rise up and you would play that same game, and thinking that giving in, it makes you a wonderful person. How else do you do it? The only alternative is what? To be like them. The only way you can be like them. That's the other talk. That's the anger. But the anger, when you're intimidated, can turn into guilt. And the guilt will make you think that if I was nicer to him, maybe I am wrong. You put doubt inside you. And doubt is the opposite of faith. It's got the same power. The more you practice giving in, the more you have to give in, until you give in your whole life, slowly but surely, and die from the two big diseases. And one of them is cancer. The other one I had has gone away. Okay? It's food. It's connected to food. And that's just as much as addiction as every day dangerous drug. You will die from that. You lose your legs. You lose your eyes. And then you have to take medicine. That's food. So it doesn't have to be a drug. It could be stamp collecting. Oh, I got the best stamp. Oh, and I got more. I want more. The more you want, the more you want to get. See? Who's getting it? Okay. Here comes our music. Okay, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I have a better microphone. I mean, I have a better connection to you. And so I don't have to shout so much as I have been. I didn't have the best of everything in my studio, I'm sorry to say. But now I do. And so my voice is so important, and the way it carries through the jungle of wires. It also diminishes my ability to speak properly and hear it. It hasn't been that good late in the last several months, but I think it's coming through loud and clear. Now, how many people would like to talk to me? How many people like to discuss this with me? Now, here's the question. You're going to die having never lived if you can't stand up and speak for yourself. I challenge you to call me and say, "Tain't so." Now, I'm an old man. Perhaps you can hear it. I want to help my country. But I have to waken my country up from the hypnotic state you're living in. I know a hypnotic state when I see it. When the average person, each has a certain way of thinking. I can actually give you a whole list of those things and all the diseases that are connected to one thing. And that one thing is you come into the world, okay, and you have an intuitive self. You know how beautiful children are, don't you? I threw my cameras away. I gave them away because all my grandchildren are growing up. But the pictures of children, young children, are beautiful because they radiate something you lose, you have lost. In your foolishness, or, well, I just don't want to give it a name. Perhaps that's not correct, not fair. Because Jesus says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And this was on the cross. Even the guy that was sticking the nails in his feet and hands. He didn't get angry with him. He didn't get angry. Here's the key to health and happiness. That, what I just said.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, here I am. This is Roy Masters speaking. Oh, what was I going to talk to you about? Oh, yes. I started what I thought of as on Facebook, but not there yet. So we're on the regular rounds of the different radio stations we have around the country. So a lot of you have listened to me for a long time and got benefit. And I'm looking for someone who's alive. You see, you're not really alive because you can laugh and joke and smoke and drink. And screw the expression. Even that will kill you. There's a right way of having sex and a wrong way. And 99 out of 100 do it all wrong. And then you understand you're doing it for the pleasure of it. And you're eating for the pleasure of it. And you buy it and you're a stamp collector for this, the pleasure of having something that nobody else has. See? And that's a feeling. And that's the feeling that will kill you. A feeling, and it will give you, it give you a certain, a person who is addicted to food. Their sickness has variations, but they all be dying from the same diseases and regulated by medicine. But you see, if you live by medicine, you die having never lived. Because being alive is not just being alive like an animal. It has a purpose. But if you don't understand what I'm saying, if you really have lost your way, and you are a person, if you are an appeaser, are you a appeaser? Call me 800-866-8883. Can I have one person who admits he's a appeaser? I didn't mean pizza like you get in, and you eat the pizza. I mean pizza, meaning not pizza. And yes, you could be addicted to pizza. And the pizza will kill you. You can have the Big Mac and it will kill you. In case you didn't know it already. But you hear it and it doesn't mean anything. You're enjoying it too much anyway. It doesn't matter. Nothing's going to stop you from being foolish. And that's just one of them. A Big Mac will kill you if you make it your dinner. Because you like it. I like this. This is good. And you get a feeling out of it. You're dead. You're just dead, but you don't lie down yet. I'm trying to wake you up. What is causing you to draw you to things as if that was love? I love food. I love alcohol. I love perverse sex. And the more I want, more I have, the more I want in everything. Until you get a variety of addictions. So you seem more normal than the one that has only one that kills him. My dear ladies and gentlemen, you're going to pay for your country now with your lives. Now I'm going to say this again. You have it on the left. The left people, these were ordinary children born into this world that could have been Americans. But then, schools, music, college. And it slowly but surely took years and years and years and years to slide you away from your common sense, the goodness of the religion that was there when I came to this country. It was decent. It could have been better. You see, but they all missed something, but they were gentle people, nice, strong. You Americans. Most of you are not Americans. You used to call yourself American. The left calls itself Americans. People on the left. They're not. They think they're Americans. They think of themselves as Americans, but they don't have the Americanism in them. I don't think I could say that. I could say that a lot better. And I'll try my best to say it better because it's very important for me to get it to you. So you're born in America and you go to school and you become a left-wing nutcase. And an affection for people who are downtrod and a appeaser and someone who loves and doesn't want to fight. And naturally is love for not wanting to fight by the enemy. Basically, so every one of you right now, who are appeasers, are driven by your education, or your miseducation. You're driven by it, and you're in a hypnotic state, and you will. And the forces you don't see, or the forces you do see, but you don't see him as I see him. As you should see him as I see him. He's called Obama, and he is now granting, just to show you what he's doing, he's taking deadbeat people, deadbeat. He doesn't care who they are. He's going to make sure that they're American citizens. I just heard it on the radio. And still you don't stand up. And you know what happened in Jews in Germany? Well, let me just say what's happening. Where was it? Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the same thing as it happened before. The shopkeepers let them burn a sound that doesn't sound American. It doesn't sound like Roy Masters. I say to you, if you come into my house and burn it, what do you think I'm going to do? What do you think I'm going to do? What would you do with your house? Look at you. I mean, several big cities have suffered that, and nobody stood up and protected their property in the way that should be. I'm sorry. The Americanism is gone in me. Well, I only have a few minutes for this hour, and we have another hour to go. 800-866-8883. As you know, I have a little cold, and you hear it in my voice, but I'm still on radio. I think I'll do the other hour, too. And if I have to sit by myself, so be it. But you need to hear this. All right. 800-866-8883. Would you support me, please? Because you haven't been doing that. Only a few people have done it lately, so I must be offending. I'm doing the right thing. I'm offending everybody. Probably not.